ain't the kind to wear a tie. Button up from 9 to 5. I tried that life but said goodbye. I'm not always polite, but I get the job done. Who says that work can never be fun? I'm simply unprofessional.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I am your host, Webby, and joining me tonight, we have Devin.
Hey, everybody. I'm Devin.
And we have Austin.
1 second, guys.
Okay. And we have Robert Austin. Edquist.
Hey, I'm Edquist. Nice to meet you.
And I believe for the first time on Simply Unprofessional, we have Mr. Clayton Moore.
What's up?
Okay, so energetic this group of people. Neat.
What?
All right. So, before we get underway for tonight, I do want to preface this with: if any listeners out there have any suggestions or requests for Simply Unprofessional episodes, please feel free to email me at simplyunprofessional@gmail.com. Tonight, boys, we're going to play a little game.
No.
I'm going to read you poorly written plot explanations for movies. You guys are going to try to guess the movie that I'm giving you the plot of. Okay? We're going to do the first one real quick here. And we're going to start with Devin. Devin. Depressed, widowed father teams up with mentally challenged woman to find his disabled son.
Hmm. One more time.
Depressed, widowed father teams up with mentally challenged woman to find his disabled son. And if you don't know, just say pass. I'll move on.
Yeah, pass on that one.
Okay, Clay. Same one.
Hello.
Do you have any idea of which movie I'm describing?
So is it depressed?
Widowed father teams up with mentally challenged woman to find his disabled son.
I should know this movie.
If not, you can feel free to say pass.
I'll just pass because.
Okay.
Yeah. We're
going to move on to Austin's next.
I mean, I definitely know it. So if you want to go to Edquist to see if he can guess it.
I've seen it
on Facebook.
If you know it, you can go ahead and say it, and then Edquist will have the next one.
Well, I mean, I've seen it before. I don't want to. All right, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Finding Nemo.
Yep.
That's great.
Does it make sense now, Devin and Clay?
Yep.
He didn't say cartoon.
Didn't have to. I'm just giving you the plot of a movie.
He didn't have to. It's true.
All right. So, Edquist, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
You're going to get kind of an easy one here, I think. Priest kidnaps child for cult and eventual marriage to politician twice his age. You want me to repeat it?
No, I gotta pass.
All right. We'll move on to Devin. I'm just going to keep going around in a circle here.
Can I get a repeat?
Yes. Priest kidnaps child for cult and eventual marriage to politician twice his age.
Oh, I know what it is now.
Oh, wait, fuck, I do know that one. One more time, just so I make sure it's right.
Priest kidnaps child for cult and eventual marriage to politician twice his age.
Star Wars.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Star Wars Episode 1.
Yep. I want to get the episode right. I was like, that. Wait, yep, yep.
Not a priest.
All right. Hey, these are written.
I have to do this for John.
That's fine. These are poorly written plot explanations. Okay, Clay, you ready?
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to, you know, for fun, I'm going to keep a tally on who's gotten what so far. Where's my blasted sticky notes? There we go. Infamous sticky notes, even. So we got Devin, Clay, Austin, Edquist. So Austin has a point. Devin has a point. All right, Clay. Older sister ruins younger sister's chance to be on nationally televised game show.
What?
If you need a repeat, just let me know. And again, if you don't have an idea, just pass.
Older sister ruins younger sister's chance to be on national game show.
Nationally televised game show.
God, you're asking what comedy to pass.
Well, it's not a comedy, but are you passing?
Yes.
All right. Austin.
What?
Older sister ruins younger sister's chance to be on nationally televised game show.
Oh my God, I don't know it.
Come on, Austin. All right, if you don't know, do you want to pass?
Hang on, give me a second. Older sister... Right? It's the older sister. She's the bad guy.
Older sister ruins younger sister's chance to be on nationally televised game show.
Why would she do that in today's world? Oh! The Hunger Games!
Yep. All
right.
Ah, damn it, Austin. I knew that one.
Did you get... You understand?
Same here. I do it too. I'm like,
does it make sense now, Clay?
That is beyond poorly written.
Oh,
that
yeah. Is... It's because the younger sister was originally, you know, elected, but she stepped in.
It literally took a like, 15-minute plot point in the movie and based the entire thing about that.
All right. Edquist, you ready for yours?
Yep.
This one's going to be a very short one.
Okay.
Kids, come out of the closet.
What?
I know it.
Kids, come out of the closet.
It's good.
Oh, wait, I think I actually know that one, maybe.
I know it for sure.
I don't know. Monsters, Inc.?
Nope. All right,
so that was a good guess, though.
We're going to move over to Devin. Devin, kids come out of the closet.
Narnia?
Yep.
Or be the Chronicles of Narnia?
Yep. Yeah. I'm not going to be super strict on the actual title. As long as you guys get the, you know, like Narnia, it would be fine.
And Devin moving along.
All right, so moving. Devin, you got that one. We're going to move to Clay. All right, Clay, you ready?
No. This one's okay.
This one might be kind of hard. Cultural appropriation in space.
What?
Cultural appropriation in space.
That doesn't even... Cultural appropriation in space.
Yeah. Do you need a definition for appropriation?
Yeah, sure. That'll help, probably.
The action of taking something for one's own use, typically without the owner's permission.
The Martian?
Nope.
I have no idea.
Okay, Austin?
I thought I had it until you defined that word, appropriation.
Ah!
So cultural... I'm going to say Star Trek?
Nope. Edquist?
Is it Avatar?
It is Avatar.
I wouldn't have got that. I was going to ask Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I was thinking Guardians of the Galaxy at 1.2.
But that's not even anywhere.
I mean, technically that does explain it in the most broadest possible sense you could ever explain a movie.
That's essentially what these are, just broad explanations of...
Except for the Hunger Games one, that was like a 15-minute plot point for the entire movie.
Because the cultural appropriation, like, not even thinking about their resources, but it's like, you know, taking on their culture as your own, because most of several of them become the Avatar race.
Yep.
So that's why that's what made me think of it.
All right, Devin, you ready?
Sure.
Girl learns she can get the guy as long as she fundamentally changes all of her core values.
Twilight?
Nope.
Oh, damn.
Clay?
Girl learns she can get the guy if she changes her... What?
As long as she fundamentally changes all of her core values...
Pass. Holy crap. I'm no good at this.
Okay, Austin?
I think I know what it is. I just don't really know the name of the movie. I want to say Anne Hathaway's in it. And is it... it's not Princess Bride.
Nope.
Right. Yeah, shit.
Edquist? This one's kind of hard, so it's fine if no one got this.
Well, keep going around, like, just do it, go around twice.
All right, I can do two times around.
Do we get a hint on the second time?
Is this one Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, this one is not Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, give us a hint for the second round.
I will say it is an older movie. Devin, we're coming back to you.
You say older. I mean, depending on how old, though, like, it's every movie ever. Mindo's best, woman.
It's a classic old movie. Oh, okay, hold on. No, hold on. I got a way better hint for all of you guys. This one's probably going to give it away. It's a musical.
Okay.
I guess I should have fucking said that to begin with.
I fucking know what it is. I know what it is.
So, Devin.
I'm mutant.
Girl learns she can get the guy as long as she fundamentally changes all of her core values.
The musical gave it away? Is it Grease?
It is Grease.
Okay.
Yeah.
Greasy.
For a second, I was thinking Gone with the Wind. Then you said musical. I was like, okay.
Because I need a man. And my heart is set on you.
All right.
Lawson's obviously watched that movie more than once.
Does he look like a bitch?
All right, Clay, you ready for yours?
Okay.
Oh, man. Terrorist destroys local town to show how corrupt their capitalist society is. Oh, God. It's horrible.
Terrorist destroys town.
And if everyone passes, I will give the hint on the second go.
G.I. Joe.
No. Austin.
Say it again.
Terrorist destroys local town to show how corrupt their capitalist society is.
Like, it's funny because you can, like, take what you said and try to apply it. To like what I'm thinking is this guy is not evil. He's just destroying something because they have different beliefs, and that's why it's terrorists looking at it like that. But I can't picture the movie.
Passing?
Nope. Superman.
Nope.
Man of Steel.
Nope. All right. Edquist. Terrorist destroys local town to show how corrupt their capitalist society is.
Smurfs.
You already guessed.
No, I gotta pass. I have no idea.
All right, Devin?
Hard pass.
Hard pass. All right, Clay, we're coming back to you. This is where you get your hint, okay? I'm trying to decide how narrow of a hint I want to give this.
Doesn't matter. I probably get it anyway.
All right. It's a Christmas movie.
What?
Terrorist destroys local town to show how corrupt their capitalist society is.
What Christmas movie was... Holy fuck.
I was going to say it's a holiday movie, but I wanted to narrow it down a little bit more than that. Mm-hmm.
A pass. I don't. Okay. Wow.
All right, Austin.
Was it on our TBT list of Christmas movies?
I don't remember our TBT list, Austin.
I'm gonna say The Grinch.
Yep, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
But he didn't destroy the town.
He went and he destroyed all the shit down in the town.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Stole the stuff. He didn't destroy it.
Yes, he did. He knocked over the Christmas tree. He ruined all the Christmas decorations down in Whoville.
And look, I was even wrong when I was trying to point out. Like I said, this is the good guy going to... It wasn't.
Okay. Edquist.
Okay.
He's laughing. Be careful.
Two grown men abduct a child and run away from the government.
Well, we already said Star Wars, because that's immediately what
my
mind...
Yeah,
I
know. That's the first thing that went through my mind, too, is Star Wars.
I actually got this one and I love it.
I kind of wish I could give the hint now, but I'm not gonna. So
I already got it.
I'll pass to Devin because I don't think I'm gonna get it pretty soon.
Oh,
Edquist, you're gonna be kicking yourself.
This is why I was laughing because Edquist was first. Yourself. All right, Devin.
Monsters Inc.
Yep.
Wow.
That's why I started chuckling, because it was your turn.
Damn it.
All right, Clay, we're back to you.
Damn it.
This game's fun.
Okay, I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to do this one, because it's going to be, yeah, all right. You ready, Clay, for your poorly written explanation of the plot?
Beyond poorly, sure.
Okay, here we go. Everyone takes the ice bucket challenge.
What?
I actually know this one. I do. I know it. For one reason, and one reason only. I know this one.
I think I know it too.
Everybody takes the ice bucket challenge.
Everyone takes the ice bucket challenge.
This is beyond dumb.
Come on, Clay.
I just can't think of the name of the movie.
Like, I should know this, I take it?
I don't know.
I have a terrible answer that I thought of.
What did you say, Clay?
I said, this is a movie I should know, I take it?
Yeah.
The Colony?
Austin?
I can't think of the Day After Tomorrow.
Nope. Edquist?
Is it Titanic?
Yep.
My man! Yes, it is. I knew it. I fucking knew it.
I was like, that's that horrible.
My friend sent me a caption of that. I was told, I'm like, I watched Titanic like a few months ago. He sent me a caption. He's like, oh, yeah, the movie where everybody takes the ice bucket challenge. I'm like, oh, that's, right. No, that's not nice.
Devin, moving on to you.
All right.
A depressed office worker joins a cult and destabilizes the government.
Depressed office worker.
Oh, shit. You should know this, cult.
I should. You're right. I'm trying to think, though.
No hints among the guests.
Okay.
You're only hurting yourselves at that point. A depressed office worker joins a cult and
wanted?
Destabilizes the government. It is not wanted.
Is it wanted?
Nope.
Aw, damn. That could describe wanted, though.
Clay?
Harry Potter.
Nope. Austin?
Matrix.
Yep.
Okay. Oh,
Austin's catching up to Devin.
To be fair, though, that could also explain wanted.
Alright. Maybe after this, like, you still start with Eggquist on this one, but if we get it right, we get another chance on the second, like, the next round. So we get it first if we get it right. But not this one, because I don't want it to start on me, because I just did that. So we start on Eggquist on this one.
Yeah, well, actually, since that was number 10. Or 8, that was number 10. So we'll start now. If you get it right, you'll get another shot.
All
right. Well, I don't have to worry about it.
Maximum of two tries or two different guesses. Otherwise, it could be one person guessing all of them. All right, Edquist, you ready?
Yep.
Let's get this. Girl has to pretend she's a man to be taken seriously.
Mulan?
Yep.
Solid. I was going to say Juana Man.
Down to business. There we go, my friend.
Wow.
I was going to say Juana Man. Does anybody ever see
that? I'm mad because I was thinking, what is it, Daps?
Okay. All right, Edquist, here's for your second one. A French dude steals a loaf of bread and he never hears the end of it. A French dude steals a loaf of bread and he never hears the end of it.
Probably not a loaf of bread.
I'm going to have to pass on that one.
Okay, Devin?
Les Miserables or Les Miserables, however you want to say it.
Yep.
See, I've never seen that movie. That's why I didn't get it.
Me neither.
Okay. I'm sure that's the reason.
I fucking hate that movie, god damn it. Forced to read the book, forced to act in the damn production.
All right, Devin. For your second one. Small town doctor brings three people closer together. Oh, Jesus.
Oh my god, I know what this is, and it's terrible.
Oh, hey.
I just figured it out, too.
More time?
You want it one more time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Small town doctor brings three people closer together.
I would have never figured it out if it went Bregquist.
I feel like I should know, but I can't put my finger on it. Pass.
Clay?
Human centipede?
Yep. Clay's on the board, people!
See, I blocked that movie out of my mind. So, yeah. That's why I couldn't remember it.
I chuckled because, you just brought that up the other day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Clay, for your second one. Now, I'm going to preface this. Keep in mind, all of you, these are poorly written plot explanations. especially if you're just joining us now, or I don't know why you would be. This is a fucking podcast. You should be
listening. Why'd you start in the middle of podcast, you fucking idiot?
Yeah, no joke. Smarten up. Rewind.
Welcome back live, everybody. We're live.
So, be kind, rewind.
Clay, here's your second one.
Okay.
A dad has to go pick up his daughter.
I know this.
And what?
A dad has to go pick up his daughter.
Smurfs.
No, not Smurfs.
That's a solid guess for everything. I like it.
Austin, on to you.
What?
A daughter? A dad has to go pick up his daughter.
Die Hard. One of the Die Hards.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Edquist.
Is it Taken?
Yep.
God damn it, Edquist! I had that one. I was waiting for it.
Fucking dumb.
All right.
I was waiting for it. I was being like, does that movie have a particular set of skills?
All right. Edquist, for your second one.
Mm-hmm.
Man's midlife crisis endangers his family and the entire city.
Man of Steel?
No. David? Man's midlife crisis endangers his family and entire city.
I'm thinking through movies. A man's midlife crisis. I'll pass.
Okay. Clay.
Smurfs.
No, not Smurfs. Are you just going to keep saying Smurfs?
Well, I got to get it right one of these times, don't I?
Not if I skip over the Smurfs one.
Oh, that's rude. I have no clues even what the... It's so poorly written. These are
I know. That's the whole point.
These are brutally
I know.
Poor.
Austin.
What?
Man's midlife crisis endangers his family and entire city.
I feel like I just had it, but I forgot it. Fast and Furious.
No.
Okay.
We're gonna round back over to Edquist.
Do we get a hint this time?
You do get a hint this time.
Did it start on him?
Yeah, it started on Edquist. Trying to figure out which one of these two hints. One or two, Edquist. You just give me a two? It's a superhero movie.
I said man.
Yes, you did say that. That's wrong.
There was two other superhero movies I was going to go with, but I didn't.
This was your second movie. Man's midlife crisis endangers his family and entire city.
I know.
It's not Smurfs.
Is it Batman?
No, it is not Batman. Devin?
The Incredibles?
Yep, it is The Incredibles.
Seriously?
I wasn't even thinking that.
All right, Devin.
Devin's Batman.
For your second one. Tells girl it's what's on the inside that counts, then changes her outsides.
What?
Hmm.
This is great for a podcast.
It is. I honestly don't pass.
Okay. Clay.
Smurfs.
No, not Smurf. God damn it, Clay.
Wait, I think you're wrong. I think this one is Smurf.
No, listen. Hell's Girl. It could be. Hell's Girl, it's what's on the inside that counts. Then changes her outsides.
Slither.
No, it's not Slither. Austin.
So let me get this straight. Tells Girl it's what's on the inside that matters.
Yep.
Then changes her outside.
Yep.
Cool Runnings.
What? Oh my god. No. You guys are gonna break me.
I just wanted the hint.
Edquist.
Is it Twilight?
No, it's not Twilight. All right, so we're going to come...
I would have guessed Twilight if Webby had laughed when he was giving the question out. I said that earlier.
So we're going to come back to Devin, and now you guys are going to get a hint. Devin, mm-hmm. It's a Disney movie.
Oh, wow. God. Oh, fuck. Wait. Okay, so wait. Hold on. Let's work this down, because Disney has a history.
Tells Girl...
Given the theme... Oh, no. I got it. Given the theme... of Disney being contradictory. I'm assuming it's an older Disney movie, not current. Tells girls what's on the inside that counts. Then changes her outside.
Oh, shit. I know it.
Oh, shit. I haven't done the three movies right now in my head. I'm trying to think which one. I'm running through the plot in my head. Hold on. Not that one. Which one is it? Cinderella?
Yep.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
I had Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty. I was like, wait, which one is it?
All right.
Why not Little Mermaid?
That is also technically true.
Yep.
But...
I'm just reading what they have. Don't be yelling at me, Clay. How's that? Huh? You?
Don't yell at the host, Clay.
You come onto my show and you come throwing shade at me? I don't think so.
What you gonna do about it, huh?
All right, so Devin, that was your second correct answer. Clay, are you ready? And the answer is not fucking Smurfs.
Watch, this time it will be, and you won't let me
say it. Trick question. Clay. You better read him the Smurfs one.
Family hires nanny with no formal qualification who talks to her umbrella and force feeds kids sugar.
That's so easy, Clay. I swear to God.
Clay, if you don't get it, I'm leaving.
Would you like me to repeat it?
Yes.
Family hires nanny with no formal qualifications who talks to her umbrella and force feeds kids sugar.
I wonder if this is just an American movie or something.
I wish I had some popcorn.
That would be supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Scrumptious.
I hate all of you.
Bad. Like,
a spoonful of sugar, guys.
Don't make Smurfs. This. No, it's not Smurfs!
Damn it, Clay!
Clay, do you know what it is?
Mary Poppins.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fuck. We all felt bad for Clay. We're just like, fuck it. No point.
All right, Clay. Your second one. A disheveled man roams an office building killing people.
Die Hard.
Yep.
Nice.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, weird.
All right, so those are two for Clay. Moving on to Austin.
Yeah. Sounds of Lamps.
Yep.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh, my God.
Did I just fucking guess it?
No.
Oh, I was about to say it.
Unsuspecting boy is seduced by a creepy old loner into a game of crime, terrorism, and incest.
What?
Yep. Unsuspecting boy is seduced by creepy old loner into a game of crime, terrorism, and incest.
Oh, Star Wars.
Nope.
Oh.
Edquist.
Oh, geez. I thought it was The New Hope.
Yeah.
Up?
Nope. Devin?
First off, I'd like to say shout out to the Mix Six for just talking about this movie that got me thinking about it. Back to the Future.
Yep.
Okay, it fit with Star Wars too, though.
Yeah. Like, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi, Luke Skywalker, and then he kisses his sister.
Yeah,
this is true.
I thought.
This is true. It works.
All right, Devin, your second one. An evil bald guy tried to kill the same kid for 7 years and still didn't.
Well, fuck.
Evil bald guy tried to kill the same kid for 7 years and still didn't.
Yep.
The Golden Child, Eddie Murphy. No. I have no idea.
Okay. Clay.
Harry Potter. Samantha's
going to hate you.
It is Harry Potter.
Shout out, Samantha.
You know what I was thinking? Wait. Read again one more time.
An evil bald guy tried to kill the same kid.
You know what I thought you said? It was my fault. I thought you said bald kid. That's what threw me off for a second. I heard bald kid when you said that, and I was like, kept moving on. I was like, nope, that explains it.
All right. Clay, for your second one. Group spends 9 hours returning jewelry.
Oh, that, okay.
Group spends 9 hours returning jewelry?
Yep.
Pass.
Austin?
Oh, God, I feel like I should know it.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely should.
Wait. I don't know. Oh, Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Austin, for your second one.
They really spent like a year plus, 13 months to the day.
An old man pretends to be bedridden for years until he gets a chance at some...
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yep.
Or Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, whatever.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Edquist.
Oh, jeez. See, I knew Charlie and Chuck.
A billionaire devotes his fortune to cosplay and beating up the mentally ill.
Batman.
That's okay. That's so easy.
Hey, I'm just going off these lists.
Oh, I know. I love it.
That's because I said Batman before.
I know.
Oh, this one's going to be hard. Fuck it. Illegal immigrant chased by the feds. I'm sure this can fit a million movies. Nope. Devin?
Illegal immigrant chased by the Fed?
Uh-huh.
Fuck it. Borat?
Nope.
What'd you say, Equus?
I said Lilo and Stitch.
Ah.
Clay?
Well.
Born in East LA.
Nope. Austin?
And I'll say Men in Black.
Nope. Edquist, we're going back to you, and now I give you guys a hint.
Good. Men in Black was my next guess, so I'm glad.
Well, oh. I'll just say for the guess or for the hint, Aliens.
I know it.
Illegal immigrant chased by the feds.
That's where I got.
Huh?
Predator?
Nope. Devin? Devin.
Sorry, I was muted. That's a TV show. I don't know. Pass.
Clay. So here's your thing. Illegal immigrant chased by the feds, and the hint was Aliens.
Smurfs.
Nope. Okay, if Austin doesn't get this, I have the next hint lined up.
Superman. Austin.
It's not Superman.
Damn.
Edquist.
Mm-hmm.
Your first hint was Aliens. Your second hint, Reese's Pieces.
Ah.
E.T.
All right. Edquist, for your second movie.
How does anybody even get illegal immigrant out of that?
He's an alien.
Doesn't mean an illegal immigrant.
He's here. He's here illegally.
My first guess was an alien, so.
Yeah,
hey, say, shush.
A family's first Airbnb experience goes very wrong.
We're on family's first what B&B?
Airbnb.
Airbnb?
Yep. Goes very wrong. Before you ask, I don't know what the difference is between a B&B and an Airbnb.
The Shining?
It is The Shining.
Yep. And the Airbnb is basically like an app you download, and people who are going out of town for a few weeks or just renting out their house, you can just pop in their house for a while, stay there while they're gone. And move on. Really cheap rooms if you know what you're looking for.
Okay. Devin.
Yes.
Immigrant adoptee is repatriated to country of birth. Experiences Superman. Culture shock and prejudice.
Oh, no. Culture shock and prejudice?
Yep.
I don't know.
You passing?
Yep.
Clay. Immigrant adopt.
Pass.
Okay. Austin.
Say it again.
Immigrant adoptee is repatriated to country of birth, experiences culture shock and prejudice.
Naruto.
No. Edquist.
That didn't make any sense anyway.
Yeah, I pass. I don't know.
All right, back to you, Devin, and you guys get a hint this time. It's a Christmas movie again.
Elf?
Yep.
I've never seen it. Don't everybody fight me at once.
It's not worth it.
Oh, God. Okay, Devin, this one's going to be a layup, but this is your second one. Teenaged boy gets bitten by radioactive spider, decides to take selfies for a living.
I don't know. What could it be?
Please get, please. Shit.
All right. Clay, coming back to you.
Okay.
Okay. A wisecracking boiler technician teaches high school students to believe in their dreams.
I love it, easy.
What?
A wisecracking boiler technician teaches high school students to believe in their dreams.
Freddy Krueger?
I'll accept that.
Wow. That was nice.
Well, I was trying to think. It had to be literal, so I was like,
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yep, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
I was fucking thinking Goodwill Hunting for some reason.
God, what the fuck?
Like, spoiler he's a janitor, though.
Okay, Clay. Shit.
Watch him get it wrong. Please be this person. Watch him get it wrong.
Girl gets roofied and is fine with it when she finds out that he's a solid 10.
What?
Yep. Girl gets roofied and is fine with it when she finds out that he's a solid 10. Clay's gonna be so mad.
Pass.
Austin?
Fuck. Am I gonna be mad too?
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's just gonna be debates on it, and I'm just trying to read off the list, and you guys are gonna take it out on me. I'm not the one in charge of this.
You picked it.
I know. Girl gets roofied and is fine with it when she finds out that he's a solid 10.
50 first dates.
It's not 50 first dates. Edquist.
I have no idea. Twilight again?
Nope.
Twilight?
Devin.
I feel like this is fucked up. Like, I feel like it's going to be like a Disney movie or some shit.
Oh, fuck. I know what it is.
I'm going to pass.
Okay, Clay, we're coming back to you, and you get the hint this time.
So okay.
Let me repeat the plot. Girl gets roofied and is fine with it when she finds out that he's a solid 10. The hint... It is indeed a Disney movie.
Mm. Keeping it classy, Disney. Keeping it classy.
I got it when Austin did, when Devin said, I bet it's a Disney movie.
No way.
Like, oh, crap.
I think it's...
Seven Dwarfs?
No.
First.
What? I'm kicking myself. I think I said it earlier.
It's not Snow White.
I said it earlier, son of a bitch. I'm kicking myself.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking it is too, Devin.
Austin, we're on to you.
Is it Sleeping Beauty?
It is Sleeping Beauty.
No. I knew it was a Disney movie. Disney's fucked up, man.
They are.
Disney is so fucked up. Like, their core values are so fucked up.
How she fell asleep.
Look at me, man.
Yeah, he didn't roofie her, like, but whatever. That's fine. You'll take it.
But she was cool with it. As soon as
All right, Austin, for your second one. Okay, for your second one, drug addicted girl takes advantage of mentally challenged boy for 3 decades.
Wait, what? What? Is this another Disney movie?
Drug addicted girl takes advantage of mentally challenged boy for 3 decades.
How long's a decade? 10 years?
10 years.
Bubble Boy.
It is not Bubble Boy. Edquist?
Forrest Gump.
It is indeed Forrest Gump.
It is Forrest Gump. Yep.
It is actually a relatively close game between all of you.
I was going to say it's Margie talking to Patrick.
Yeah. All right, let's see.
That's a century.
He didn't start off mentally challenged, but by the end of it, he was.
Okay, I don't... Edquist. A girl and a small dog kill the first person they see in a strange land, then meet three other misfits to kill again.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
All right, moving down to Devin. A guy learns to love a girl without her Instagram filters.
If Edquist just got that right, didn't he go again?
He got two right in a row.
I got two in a row.
Yep.
One more time, Webby.
A guy learns to love a girl without her Instagram filters.
Again, I'm probably another fucking Disney movie, or in that ballpark somewhere, a kids movie. And with that being said, I think that is the case. I'm going to guess. I'll take Shrek for 500.
It is Shrek.
All right.
Nice.
For your second movie, Devin. A pure-hearted man is murdered. Days later, he rises from death with a message for mankind.
Oh my god, this is fucked up. This is fucked up. Somebody's gonna get mad off this.
One more time.
A pure-hearted man is murdered. Days later, he rises from death with a message for mankind.
Somebody's gonna fucking sue us.
No, I mean, okay.
If anybody's mad about this, if you feel like suing anybody, you come to me, I'm gonna break your legs. Okay, I'll break your legs.
He's always been compared to Jesus. RoboCop.
It is RoboCop.
He's always been like a, people say he's a representation of Jesus.
I was gonna say Passion of the Christ. Like I was gonna.
Oh God. Oh, shit. I actually like that answer better.
Oh Jesus. Okay, Clay.
Oh, Jesus is fucking right.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Clay, here is yours. His mission was actually just kind of hard, not impossible. And things explode.
Mission Impossible?
Yep.
Oh, fucking throw me a softball, Webby. You give me one. This guy.
I'm just going down a list. All right, Clay, for your second one. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Teenager undergoes extreme body modification to get a man. Teenager undergoes extreme body modification to get a man. I said this earlier.
He did, didn't he?
Uh-huh. Teenager undergoes extreme body modification to get a man.
Crap.
Pax!
Damn. Austin.
Fuck, I don't know it.
For all the listeners out there, this game is a little harder than it sounds.
Oh, son of a...
Yeah, Clay just figured it out.
That's the sound of someone figuring it out, exactly.
All right, Austin, teenager. Are you passing?
No, I haven't passed yet.
Okay. Teenager undergoes extreme body modification to get a man.
She got him? The question is it she? Pass.
Okay.
Edquist. No, wait, not oh. Pass. Home Alone.
Nope. Edquist.
Okay. What? Home Alone?
I'm going to go with my old standby and say Twilight.
Nope.
No. I mean, it also works. It also works.
Devin.
But I'm just going to go on record one more time. Disney, you're all fucked up. The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid.
Disney, it's so fucked up. God damn.
Okay, Devin, for your second one.
Well, didn't I get the last one before this one? So you have to skip me again anyway? Because theoretically, we got third one in a row, right? Or no? Or was that Clay's second one? I can't remember.
This one we started with Clay.
Okay. You're right. Trying to make sure.
All right, for your second one, Devin. A man gets stuck in a rut and decides to start a club, but he doesn't let anyone talk about it.
Motherfucker.
Fight Club?
Yep.
Baby, give me one of those.
If you honestly...
Working on it.
That would have been a lot harder had it not been that last line in there.
Clay.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, right?
Please be the Smurfs and have him get it wrong. I really wanted to be the Smurfs and have him get it wrong. So I would be dead. I would die laughing on this podcast right now.
I'd quit and just give him the win if he did.
I don't like that web. You're so silent.
Okay, Clay. Love in the Time of Stockholm Syndrome.
That's it?
Yep.
What?
Love in the Time of Stockholm Syndrome. You know what Stockholm Syndrome is, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure that people understand what some of these things are, just in case. Love in the Time of Stockholm Syndrome.
Smurfs.
No, it's not Smurfs. I'm so wanting Smurfs to show up. Austin.
Say it again. Stockholm Syndrome.
Love?
What's that movie with J-Lo?
In the Time of Stockholm Syndrome.
Fable Goes West.
Nope.
Why that specific one?
Edquist.
Is it Beauty and the Beast?
It is Beauty and the Beast.
Why that specific one, though?
Why not is a Great American Journey?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was my favorite, Adam.
Okay, alright. Oh, God damn it. Edquist, your second one. Oh, Jesus. Alright, you ready?
Yep.
You need to let me finish the whole thing.
Okay.
Neighborhood dog upset about schoolgirl's infatuation with much older man.
Fucking bullshit.
Neighborhood dog upset about schoolgirl's infatuation with much older man.
Webby, I'm gonna say this game's rigged if my next one is not reptiles covered in ooze become fighting machines.
Listen,
I'm gonna be fucking saying this thing is rigged.
Edquist. 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 Listen to me. Neighborhood dog upset about schoolgirl's infatuation with much older man.
I got it. It's Twilight. Yeah, I got it.
He's like, Edquist, listen to me.
I'm not letting this go around. All right, Devin.
I'm still dying from Fible.
Oh my god. All right, this one's not a super easy one, so that's good. Kid commits genocide by realizing the potential of human shields.
What?
Kid commits genocide by realizing the potential of human shields.
Three ninjas knuckle up. I have no idea.
It is not three ninjas knuckle up. Clay.
Ender's Game.
It is Ender's Game.
Nice.
Clay,
coming back, man. You're tied with Austin right now.
Austin, step your shit up, man.
Jesus Christ. Okay. You know what? I don't want to hear flack from any of you. And Clay, goddamn. God damn it. You ready for your second one, Clay?
Sure.
White people ruin everything. Just... Other people write these things. I don't understand.
What?
White people ruin everything.
God, don't. Please, Clay, get it. I don't want this to get to me.
White people ruin everything.
Mm-hmm. And no, it's not the Smurfs.
Damn it!
White people ruin everything.
I'm trying to think of a Disney show because it's probably what it is.
God damn it.
I think I really know what it is, but I want to say my funny one.
Shit.
Also, I'm in the same boat. I'm the exact same boat. I will even throw the points. Wait, am I in the lead right now?
You are.
All right, if it gets to me, I'm throwing the points. I don't care. I got to...
Pass. I don't know. Fuck.
Austin.
Roots.
It's not Roots. Edquist.
Roots?
I'm upset. He trumped me. I'm upset. I'm still going to say mine, but.
God damn. Edquist.
Pocahontas.
It is Pocahontas.
Damn it. I was working with a leprechaun in the hood.
What the fuck was that?
There's a dog on Edquist's end.
Fuck.
Alright, we only got a couple more of these on the list, so. Okay.
I was right, it's a Disney movie.
Yep, you were.
Disney is fucked up, man.
Yeah, alright.
Edquist, are you ready for your second one?
Yeah, well, I guess.
I mean, this one doesn't make sense to me, but sure. It's basically Star Wars, but for girls.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense to me, so I'm going to have a hard time giving you guys hints for this one. It's basically Star Wars for girls.
Starship Troopers?
Nope. Devin?
Lock, Stock, and Smoking Barrels?
Nope. Clay?
Sailor Moon?
Nope.
Good answer.
That is a good answer, though.
Good answer. Like we're on Family Feud.
Right. Good answer.
Austin.
What?
Do you have a hint? Or
Sex
a guess?
In the City.
It's not Sex in the City.
right. That was a good guess, though.
Really Edquist, now I gotta give you a hint. Star Wars, but for girls. Fuck.
Have you seen the thing?
I've seen it, yes. I'm just, I don't know. Patrick Swayze.
Is it Ghost?
Nope.
We're just going to name Pat. Everybody just name the coolest Patrick Swayze movie you know.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm going to do next.
Devin.
Dirty Dancing?
It is Dirty Dancing.
Oh my God, really?
Yep.
I was going to say Roadhouse.
I'm just going to start naming movies for Patrick Swayze. Exactly. I was just going on the list. He said Ghost. I was thinking Ghost. Like,
I don't understand how it's basically Star Wars for girls. I don't know.
I was like, Ghost, like, there's Force
maybe,
Ghosts.
Maybe what they're saying is influential-wise, like, every guy seeing Star Wars, like, oh, every girl's seen Dirty Dancing. I have no idea.
Okay. Devin, for your second one.
Okay.
A man goes back in time and has sex with his best friend's mom.
What?
Mm-hmm.
A man goes back in time and has sex with his best friend's mom. Hmm. This ain't right, but I'm going to say Looper.
Nope. Play. Man goes back in time and has sex with his best friend's mom.
I'm gonna have to pass.
Okay, Austin.
I have two. I have a funny one and a real guess.
Okay.
Which one do you want me to give? I'm going to lose fucking anyway. There ain't no way I can win. Encino Man.
It is not Encino Man. Edquist?
What's the one where... Benjamin Button?
It is not Benjamin Button. So, Devin, we come back to you and I give you a hint.
Disney movie.
it's not a Disney movie.
Wow.
First time.
Yeah. Shit.
No shit. Do you know for a fact we've all seen this movie?
I would put money on it.
Shit.
I only know hints that are going to give it away. That's,
Stifler?
All right, Devin, here's your hint. I don't know what else to say. Cyberdyne.
Terminator?
Yeah.
What?
The first one, that dude who comes back to Warner has sex with Sarah Connor.
In his future, yeah. Reese is his, like, Reese and him are, like, around the same age. Yeah. And, well, not around the same, they're close to the same age, and they're friends. Or at least partners on some end.
Okay, yeah, so Devin, that was your second one. We only got a couple more here, guys. Clay.
Yeah.
Man didn't want to die alone, so he woke up a pretty girl to die with him.
Passengers.
Oh, yeah, oh, I was going to say, this just came out.
I haven't seen this one, so I don't know what the plot.
Same here. I wouldn't have got that. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, Clay, for your second one. A guy lives off potatoes while waiting for his ride home. A guy lives off potatoes while waiting for his ride home.
Fast and Furious?
Nope. What? How? Where? Wait. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on a second. Can we just... I'm going to put a pause on the game for a moment. Can we just... Where in the Fast and Furious does someone live off potatoes?
You don't know what Brian Connor eats.
Han eats potato chips all the time because he just quit smoking.
Oh. He's got some bases behind his shit.
I mean, yeah, okay.
He did not know about.
I mean, yeah, I guess. Fair enough.
You gave the real answer before, Clay, or something else, though.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with Castaway.
It's not Castaway.
What?
It's the Martian.
It's the Martian.
Oh, oh shit!
I still like Clay's answer. Because it had fucking truth to it. We didn't know.
Oh, I feel so dumb.
Okay, Edquist.
Mm-hmm.
For your second one. Woman chats to oversized octopus.
What?
This is another movie I have not seen.
Oh. The Arrival?
It is The Arrival.
I haven't seen it either, but from the description, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. It does look like a giant octopus.
Devin.
Oh, yeah, it is The Arrival. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
A very repetitive film.
Groundhog Day?
It is Groundhog Day.
Yep, that one. I've seen that one.
Oh God! Okay. For your second one, Devin. Serial killer gives detective head.
That's great. Signs of the Lambs?
Nope.
Okay.
Clay. Think about this before you answer, please.
Murph.
Serial killer gives detective head.
Seven.
Yes.
I've never seen it.
What? That was great.
He chopped off his wife's head and gave it to the detective's wife's head and gave it to the detective.
Yep.
Okay. Clay, for your second one. Mark Zuckerberg has daddy issues and hates aliens.
Zombieland?
Nope. Austin.
I think you're on the right track, but I think it's Superman.
I'll accept that.
Man of Steel? Yeah.
No, it wasn't Man of Steel, but I will accept Superman because I didn't want, Batman I didn't need Superman, specific titles. So,
yeah.
As long as you got ballpark. Okay, Austin. You wanted a layup here.
Yeah.
A big tree creature learns one new word before becoming a little tree creature.
That is the
are Groot. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep. That was your second one. This might come down to Devin and Edquist here. Edquist, this is the how many more do I got? One. I have four more, but one of them might have been a repetitive thing. Edquist.
Mm-hmm.
Successful doctor breaks hands, does acid to help with his depression.
Dr. Strange.
Yeah, God damn it, I was ready. I was like, come on, pass it.
Okay. God damn it. These are now I know where all the layups went, Austin. All of them are at the end of this list. Edquist, for your second one. Old Asian man tricks teenage boy into doing all his work.
Karate Kid.
Yep. All right, Devin. is a repeat. A lot of these are repeats. I might have to repeat a couple of these. Oh, okay. Here's one that's not a repeat, and then I'll go through some of the repeat ones, I guess. They're different wording, but they're repeat movies. Devin, old man creates fun puzzles for strangers.
That'll be Saucer.
Yep.
Saucer? What the hell is Saucer?
Saucer.
Oh.
It was that or the Da Vinci Code, but...
Mm-mm. Okay. I don't know the answers to this. I don't know what movies some of these are. Okay, Devin. I got a new pet lizard.
Godzilla?
Nope. Clay.
Spider-Man.
Nope.
Austin. Smurfs.
No, it's not Smurfs. I have not seen Smurfs anywhere on this list, which is actually kind of odd. Austin.
Little Rascals.
Nope. Edquist.
How to Train Your Dragon?
It is How to Train Your Dragon. Oh, shit, boys. We might have a tie right here. A woman does so much drugs she turns into a USB.
Oh, I fucking know this. Come around to me. I don't care if I'm gonna lose.
I think Clay will get this before you if he comes around.
Well, if it gets around to me, I'm just going to... I don't know the name of the movie.
A woman does so much drugs, she turns into a USB.
I have no... Sounds like Zoe from the... from Fate of Heroes.
True.
But I don't know. Pass that.
Devin?
Lucy.
It is Lucy.
Yeah.
We might have a runaway here, because I'm down to... Asian thug rubs one out and lives happily ever after.
Also Fate of Heroes with CJ.
It's very true. It's very true. It's very, very true. I really fight the terminology Asian, but I know what you're talking about. Aladdin?
It is Aladdin.
Yeah.
And that was the last one.
Yeah,
he rubs one out?
He rubs the lamp.
Oh, dude. The fucking lamp. Motherfucker. Disney's fucked up.
I will give one bonus thing to Clay. Since,
to break the tie between him and Austin?
Yep. It's going to start with Clay. And if you can't get this, it goes to Austin. This is literally just to see who breaks between you two, because you two are both tied.
Okay.
People drive expensive cars 8 times.
Fast and Furious.
Yep.
Ow.
Austin, I will give you one to try to come back from that.
Round robin, let's go.
Let's see.
I feel like you went through all the regular ones and you're looking in the comments now for extras.
I'm trying to find one that I might recognize the picture of. Because I don't know some of these movies. Like, just by the pictures that they have. Cancer patient pursues a lengthy malpractice suit against his doctor.
Deadpool.
It is Deadpool.
Oh, shit.
Hold on, see if I can get Webby one to use. I don't know if I can, but we're going to find out.
Clay. We already said that one to the T. That's a TV show. That's not even a movie.
Oh, I made one up if you want me to say. I'm just looking through my DVDs.
Clay. Huh? It's like the Jungle Book, except the bear doesn't want to be his friend.
Oh, fucking please pass, Clay. I will win this one.
Revenant.
It is the Revenant.
Fuck. So good at this, Clay. You're so good as me at this.
Once you warmed up, yeah. Oh, Webby, here, hold on. Here you go. I gotta give you this one, because... You know what, Webby, are they tied? Or no?
Not yet. I'm gonna give Austin one more chance to tie it back up. And okay, I got one for him.
If Austin ties it up, this should be the last one I'm about to send you, and then it should be the whoever buzzes in first and gets it right.
I'm gonna throw Austin a little bit of a curveball here.
Fuck.
Traumatized man becomes incredible seamstress.
The Hulk.
Nope. Sorry, Austin.
Oh, fuck.
You wanna know the answer?
Is it Iron Man?
Nope.
You're
on the right track. A traumatized man becomes incredible seamstress.
It better not be Spider-Man or I quit the fucking distraction.
Mrs. Doubtfire. Not nope.
Although Spider-Man could have fit here, I'm guessing, but it was Deadpool again.
You fucking did curveball me.
Yep.
Hold on.
I was going to curveball you.
I got one for all of you. I'm going to let you know right now. I'm going to get a clear. Think outside the box. Rich white boy goes to live in the hood with two gay black parents.
Malibu's Most Wanted.
Nope. Like I said, think outside the box here.
Rich white boy?
Mm-hmm.
I think I know it, but for all you guys know, I've been looking at these all night, so it's an unfair advantage for me, I suppose.
All right, so I'll come to Webby last. Let's go to Clay.
Birdcage.
Nope. Equus?
Richie Rich?
Nope.
Say the thing again.
Webby, a rich white boy goes to live in the hood with two gay black parents.
Rich.
Nutty Professor.
Oh, I don't know it.
Webby.
Lion King.
Yep.
Wow.
Timon and Pumbaa.
Wow.
All right. So that's about almost an hour and a half. And well, I'm going to quickly do a tally here. Austin, you sadly came in last. Clay came. He creeped back up on you. It came down to a tiebreaker between both of you. Edquist, you came in second place. Clay, you came in third place.
What?
Edquist, you came in second place with 17 points. Clay, you were third place with 11 points. Austin, fourth place with 10 points. Devin is our winner for tonight's game with 40 points.
God, what? Damn.
Wow.
He fucking killed us.
Seriously?
Yep.
No way.
Yep.
40 points? We 40 had points. 38 between the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's, whoa, really?
That's fucking crazy.
Did you up the point value on those?
No. The only thing that the only thing that started increasing was the fact that I started once. If you got one right, you got a second chance to get a second point.
I feel like I missed way more than that. Like I way more to justify that. I thought Echoes was like one or two points behind me.
Yeah.
At one point he really was, but then you kind of took off at the end.
Okay. If you say so.
Damn, we didn't even beat you combined in our scores.
No, yeah, you did.
Nuh-uh, Clay got 11, Edquist got 17, and I got 10, that's 38.
Yeah. You got more than half of them, Devin.
Oh, hold on, I did math wrong, hold on.
Yeah, I'm like, you
hold on, hold on.
There's no way I got a 40 point.
No, that's because I was tallying those as 10 instead of 5, you got 20 points.
Okay, that's better. I was like, there's no way I got 40 points.
I was going to say, did we do 100 fucking movies?
Listen. For those of you listening at home, go fuck yourselves.
Those
listening at home, go fuck yourself.
What'd you say, Clay?
Webby's doing drugs again.
I mean, listen, what I do in the privacy of my own home is none of no one's business.
Crazy man does a lot of drugs, has fantasies of being a bear in. And has a talk show with his friends.
Oh, I know. What? It's me.
It's you.
And every jar he fills up just explodes.
Listen here. God damn it. Not this jar thing again.
What? I love it.
On the last episode of Simply Unprofessional, we were talking about would you rather questions and what would you do questions. And for whatever reason, I don't know, one of mine was, I said something about filling up a jar full of water until it explodes. And then I was like, that's not how jars work. That would just overflow. But it made sense in my mind at first. Anyway.
But I did save you, like a good future husband did. I saved you. I said, theoretically, if you had an airtight seal on the jar.
It's true.
And you filled it with water, it theoretically would burst.
Yep.
So, there you go.
So,
Semantics.
I want to thank you guys for playing this game, as infuriating as some of those questions might have been, or those explanations. You know, I really wish I found one for Smurfs. I really did.
And I really wanted him to get it wrong, because I would have died on this podcast right now. Austin would have been with me.
The next one I was going to have for Austin, if him and Clay kept tying, was a young man forcibly binds other men and photographs them for money. That was Spider-Man.
Sounds like my Tuesday night, but all right.
So again, I want to thank you guys for playing along and being good sports. And I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Also, Nestor, you need to give me the correct, honest answer of how many of these you got right. Austin, where can people find you if they want to contact you on the interwebs?
You guys can find me at darrow3092.
Oh, snap. Devin, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at Jax Forest Walker, all one word.
God damn it. Edquist, where can they find you?
You can find me at the Pack Pod.
Clay, where can they find you?
Not a chance. I hate everybody. Fuck off.
That's true.
That's guys, at not a chance. I hate everyone. Fuck off at Twitter.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at Clayton Moore loves everybody.
Oh,
all one word. Also follow
unless
us.
Unless you're a chick and you're sending me pictures of your tits, don't bother talking to me.
Or if you're really large dudes, you also have moobs. Feel free to send them to him. He'll look. Yep. He might not even know the difference. Also, check out our website at www.distractionsmedia.com.
Oh.
check out our Patreon at www.patreon.com/distractionsmedia.
Bow!
Bow! I got it right! Shit, I'm getting better at this. Again, like I said at the beginning of the show, if you guys have any questions, comments, suggestions,
concerns,
if you want advice, if you have questions and you want advice, by no means will it be professional advice, but I will damn near try. Send all those questions and concerns over to simplyunprofessional@gmail.com. Until next time, actually, Clay, this is your first time on this show. We have a little tradition. I might need you to follow this tradition here with me, buddy.
I'm not putting ass butter in my ass crack.
That's not the tradition.
That's my tradition. Do it.
I mean, we can.
Are you a horse?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So, Clay, there's an ongoing war with some of us here at Distractions Media. I'm winning just by sheer numbers, I think. I need you to join my side. I really, you know, you're one of my best friends. I need you to just look out amongst the ocean of followers and fans that we have right now. Hold up your hand, wave to them, and tell them all, fuck Booster Gold.
No.
Come on, Clay.
There's a swear word in there. I can't say that.
You can say F Booster Gold. Or hashtag F Booster Gold.
Or screw Booster Gold.
You say swear words all the fucking time.
I know, but... It
took you a second to come on to that.
Come on, Clay. I need this. What? You're a guest. It's a thing. We gotta do this. Fuck Booster Gold. You can do it.
Sure.
Say it. I believe in you. Don't be the first.
Booster Gold.
What? Who?
Oh, no.
I didn't.
He just sided against you.
What was that?
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
Well, I didn't quite hear that. Also, if you have any desire to be on future episodes of Simply Unprofessional, you might want to follow what I fucking tell you. I'm not trying to twist this. Hey, under your own volition, with no coercion at all, Clayton, it's our sign-off. Don't disappoint me. Don't do this to me.
Thumb in the butt.
Thumb in the butt. I like it.
Okay, you know what? You'll be here in August. We'll see how this goes down.
Let me read this sentence and you cut it off right after that. You got to promise me you'll cut it off right after I finish reading this sentence.
Well, I usually sign it off with my own fuck Booster Gold. But sure, I suppose if Clay doesn't want to join the ranks, he'll find out what happens to the opposition in August when you show up. I have all new, already sharpened number two pencils waiting for you.
Oh, shit.
Austin, go ahead and say your sentence, I suppose.
Crazy man comes up with all kinds of schemes to destroy a new race unknown by man. Bye.